Good morning, this is Liv and Jasper with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland Greens have begun a process in an attempt to grapple the AirTrain away from private owners and into the hands of the public. Greens MP Michael Berkman declared his intent to introduce the AirTrain buyback bill last Wednesday, even with the majority of Parliament's makeup leaning the decision towards a probable no. The MP made the case for the bill, quote, "It would cost just over $46 million. For reference, that's about a fifth of the cost of a single road upgrade, or less than a quarter of the government's handouts to the racing industry this year alone. Currently, the AirTrain is upwards of $17 per person, in comparison to the Queensland-wide 50-cent fares that exist on the public transit system. Converting the AirTrain to a public amenity would seek to close that gap." It should also be noted that Premier David Crisafulli made statements about this intent to raise a buyback. However, nothing has been mentioned since election.
Redlands City Council has released final plans to build the Birkdale Community Precinct, boasting an outdoor lagoon said to be, quote, better than Brisbane's South Bank Beach. The precinct is set to cover a 62-hectare tourism and leisure zone and would include a 2,000-square-metre lagoon, zipline, hotels, restaurants, event venue, bushwalking track, and a dive-in movie screen. It would be situated next to the controversial Whitewater Centre, which is set to be used for slaloming events in the 2032 Olympics. Our acting Redlands Mayor Julie Tolte responded to backlash by citing council financial modelling that suggested the Whitewater Centre would pay for itself and also subside that cost of the lagoon precinct. She said construction on the community precinct is set to begin mid-next year and is expected to be complete by 2030.
In national news, Queensland researchers have hopes that phytocapping could turn dumps into green spaces and generate a more sustainable approach to landfill. Phytocapping uses layers of soil and plants to block rainwater from entering waste and stop the production of harmful liquid runoff, which would prevent the contamination of groundwater. Bundaberg Regional Council Branch Manager of Waste and Recycling, Kerry Dalton, praised phytocap's minimal maintenance and visual appeal as an alternative to traditional caps. She said, quote, "They have other benefits around methane and bringing native wildlife back to the area." Researchers have applied for a 3-year program through the Australian Research Council, stating that they will need a support system to implement the technology, allowing them to update guidance and explore more opportunities with phytocapping, such as biodiversity and hydrology.
The Australian Recording Industry Association has announced that music generated wholly or mostly by AI will be banned from the ARIA Awards starting this week. The association has adjusted its charts code of practice to exclude music that has used generative AI unless it is, quote, substantially human-made, end quote, raises no steam or chart manipulation concerns in line with global principles. The decision comes after partly AI-generated song became the most played song on Australian radio and reached number 4 on 2 ARIA charts in July. According to the global body representing the recorded music industry, more than 20 official chart programs were adopting rules intended to distinguish human-created recordings from completely AI-generated material. The federal government is also working on new rules for AI and data centers that would include, quote, strong copyright protections for Australian creators.
In international news, New Zealand's Prime Minister Christopher Luxon has announced a proposed law to ban under-16s from social media. Luxon cited 2025 research that showed that one-third of New Zealand teenagers spent at least 5 hours a day on social media, saying it is, quote, exposing them to harmful content, addictive technology, and pressures they are not equipped to deal with. Under the law, major platforms including Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and Facebook could be fined up to 10% of their global revenue for failing to take reasonable steps to ensure users are over 16. The proposal has been strongly opposed by New Zealand's opposition parties, but it will not be voted on until after the next general election in November.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is bright and sunny. It's currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. Please do remember to slip, slop, slap and slide because we love our warm inner glow, but the outer glow can be harmful. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.